let's just say you didn't put any money down and you had $1 million in the bank. Guess what? You still got $1 million in the bank. Now you can go buy another property and another property. You can buy 10 properties exactly the same and still keep your same $1 million in the bank.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
What's going on, everybody? This is Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about real estate investing. And we talk about today how we should partner or not partner. I get asked that question all the time. Hey, man, should I buy something on my own? Should I partner? Like, what's the best strategy? What will you do? And just to answer it, give you an answer that's really no right or wrong way of doing it. There's really no right or wrong way. You know, I'm just being 100% honest. We all have a personality. We also have an investor personality. We're easy to work with. Can we work with others very easily? How much control do you need? How much are you a micromanager? So just follow my rule. Number one, don't be an asshole. Nobody wants to work with one. So don't be one of those, because then you'll be doing a lot of deals on your own. That's all I got to say. But I mean, I honestly, there's really no right or wrong way. You can say, hey, I'm going to go buy a house. Doesn't matter what you're going to buy. It all depends where you're at financially. So let's just assume that you're doing well financially. You got money in the bank. You're loanable and you found a deal. Let's just take that example. You can go out and buy a $1 million property and you might have to put down 250K, and you got the money. You go out and you buy it. So you got all the risk. Number one. Number two, that's the bad part, right? You get all the risk. You got a lot of your money, your own money in there. Eventually you're going to run out of money. Say you only have $1 million, right? In your bank. So there goes a quarter of your million right there in one deal. So that's a negative. You know, the positive is you don't have any partners, so you don't have to respond to anybody. You don't have to be accountable to anybody else. You collect all the cash flow, all the tax benefits, all the appreciation, you know, everything that comes with the property, all the problems that come with the property, all the risk, 100% of the risk, everything, right? So it's good and bad. And some people like it that way. Some people just want to do it on their own. There's nothing wrong with that. 100% nothing wrong with that. Now let's flip the coin. Say you still have all that. You have the money, you're loanable and all that stuff. Let's just assume that's the way it is. And you say, hey, I find this property, and you go raise $250,000, right? You get five folks to partner with you and give you 50K, hypothetically. How are you going to split the pie? 50-50, 80-20, 70-30, 1% to 99%. I mean, it doesn't really matter how you structure it, right? As long as the returns for your partners make sense for them. If they want a 10% cash on cash return average and an 18% total return after they get their money back in 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, there's a million ways to structure it. As long as they're happy with the return, you raise the money, you split the returns, you make some of the profit, you get some of the cash flow, you get some of the tax benefits, you get some of the depreciation, you spread the risk across five or six different people and yourself. So you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Maybe you do. You put 50K in there. Maybe you put no money. Maybe you put 50K. I don't know. Whatever you want to structure. But now, let's just say you didn't put any money down and you had $1 million in the bank. Guess what? You still got $1 million in the bank. Now you can go buy another property and another property. You can buy 10 properties exactly the same and still keep your same $1 million in the bank. Now, if you bought properties on your own, you'd buy four properties and you're out of money if you had $1 million. If you give $250,000 down payment, you'd be out of money in four purchases, right? Eventually, you get your cash flow back and you can buy another one maybe in a year. You can keep growing it that way. Again, there's no right or wrong way. It just depends what fits your personality. You want to buy a whole bunch? You want to buy a little bit? What's your deal flow? I mean, that's basically it. So what works for you? Do you want to own 100% of a grape or 25% of a watermelon? I think you can grow faster, quicker if you partner. But I know people that own 150 units all by themselves with no partners, and they cash flow really, really nice. They can live anywhere around the world comfortably, never have to work forever, like ever and ever, like just nice cash flow. I know people that own like 3,500 units and they cash flow less money than these guys that own 150 units, because they own 2% of 4,000 units, which really they only own like 80 units. So the cash flow is not really quite there as a guy who owns 150 units on his own. So I remember when I was in an elevator in an event and I didn't have any units and I sat in the elevator and then some guy's like, yeah, I want like 4,500 doors. I'm like, holy shit, 4,500 doors, that's insane. And then come to find out later, he owned like 2%, like less than 2%. I'm like, shoot, that's like 90 doors. That's not bad. I can go buy 90 doors. Is that right? Is that wrong? No. I mean, that's just the way he did business. Collected acquisition fees up front, make a whole bunch of money. You get some cash flow. You got some management fees. I mean, that's another way of making money. There's really no right or wrong way. And am I going to bash somebody for owning 4,000 units and only owning 2%? No, man. That's their business model. That's the business model that they have and that works for them. At the end of the day, it's how much money you're taking. Time, energy, and effort. What is that worth to you? What is that return worth to you of your time, energy, and effort? That's actually the way you should calculate if you should partner or do it on your own. You should be passive or you should be active. You want to be part of the construction management. You want to be part of the asset management. You want to be part of every single thing that happens in the property. Well, then you got to kind of calculate your time, energy, and effort. Is it worth it? Or do you rather go spend some time, go find another deal and go raise some more money? So to partner or not to partner, there's really no answer. I wish I could answer that. It really depends on you. Really depends on you. And we just use a hypothetical situation where you're loanable, you have cash in the bank, and all that good stuff. Now, if you happen not to be loanable and got no money, then you got no choice. You got to do what you got to do. If you find a deal, or maybe your boots on the ground, or you go sweep the floor and you do the construction, whatever the hell you got to do to be part of the deal, you might get super small percentage. Nothing wrong with that. You got to start somewhere. So, you know, there's always a way to start. And to partner or not to partner, that's on you. So hopefully this helps somebody out there who's thinking about partnering. And we can talk about partners as well in another episode, what to look for, and do that another one. I'm going to do another one here shortly and talk about partners, what to look for. So this is Javier, your host from The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.